Go Blaster. Do it.
Blog Talk Radio.
You oh my god, you totally like brought it down when I was into the song. I'm so disappointed.
Hey, I'm bouncing on the chair. Oh god,
I know, I was having a good time, even though T-Pain is ugly as sin. I like him.
He looks like his name.
He does. He looks like
brings back memories. I was playing Left 4 Dead, and the new DLC came out, and there's this boat, and I was standing in the boat. I'm going, I'm on a boat.
What is wrong with my peeps? I don't know.
All right. Hello, everyone. It is March 17th. It's March, right?
Yeah.
March
17th,
2011. Is it St. Patty's Day?
Yes, it is.
Are you wearing green? Oh, my God. I totally didn't know that.
If you're not.
I am wearing green, so you can't pinch me. But anyway.
Being in an unseen place. It's, yes, in an unseen place.
Sure, yeah. You're wearing green. Oh, okay.
You can't see it, but I'm wearing green. What was I saying? Oh, yes. You're listening to Gamer Girls Radio. We are the longest-running gaming award-winning podcast on iTunes. That's right, bitches. We are award-winning. I'm Snow White. Yeah.
We're the Seven Dwarfs. No.
I'm bringing my poison.
No, Corey's the only dwarf here.
I think Corey would have to be grumpy, I think.
Angry.
Angry. And then he just called you a Wookiee.
That's all right.
Okay. And then Ben would have to be dopey. But anyway.
And she comes out swanging.
Mm-hmm. Me and my poison apples are going to sit over here. We're also going to introduce my very good friend, Ms. Corey /Gamonatrix. Hi, ma'am.
Hola.
¿Cómo Hola. Estás? Hola. ¿Cómo estás?
¿Dónde está es biblioteca?
No. Also, Dopey /Slave Boy in his loincloth is up in the hizzle also. Hi there, Master Blaster. What's up?
I normally wouldn't respond to that, but it's the beginning of the show, and so, hi, how are you doing? For the record, I'm not dopey.
He is dopey.
I am not dopey, for the record. Dope. I'm muscly. It's the 14th.
Muscly?
Yeah. He's the 14th dwarf because he killed the 13th dwarf who made fun of his name.
I'm still trying to deal with muscly. Can you explain to me?
I don't know. I don't even know. Anyway, all right. So if you guys want to call in,
hush, Blaster.
I will come through this phone to you. If you guys want to call in and you want to talk to Angry, Snow White, or Dopey, you can call the phone number. It's 347-215-7977. Let me give you that again, just in case you didn't have your pencil and paper ready. It's 347-215-7977. And it's all yours, Miss Corey.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
It is. Didn't you bring something?
I was supposed to bring something?
Yeah.
Oh, you have to let me go ahead.
You bought a lot of them. You should bring some.
I thought you were bringing, like, those wonderful peanut butter patties for everybody.
I ate those bitches. Okay.
You have to save me some, bitch.
I'm sorry. They were good. Mm. It's Girl Scout cookie season. Mm. Okay. So... Oh, God. Oh, wait. Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. I had a... Gosh, if you guys knew how fast the thoughts go through my head. Okay. So next week during the show, we will be helping some Girl Scouts get their media badge.
Yay! Oh, I have to behave, don't I? Shit.
Well, no. They won't be live. I'm going to have to record it because of the nature of our show.
Okay. I was about to say, do you really want them on with me?
Yeah. So it might not be next week. I think it's... Yeah, now it'll be next Friday, so it'll be the week after. We're going to help them get their media badge. Yay! They'll get to speak. It'll be pre-recorded, but they cannot listen. They're little girls. It's little brownies and girls. Oh, they're so cute. Anyway, I want to send a shout-out to Henrietta Newman, who won our St. Patrick's Day giveaway.
Woo!
Hello.
Oh, no.
We did it a little early because some of you I have been noticing. Yes. Some of you are camping the site, and yeah. y'all are crazy. As soon as I put it up, I saw like 50 people camping on the site just 24 hours, just logged in, wouldn't leave. And I didn't say how you were going to win. I said you had to be lucky. And Henrietta was lucky. She contacted me at a time when I said, ha-ha, that's who gets it. She won herself a copy of Fallen Earth and, yes, a pink rocket launcher and a copy of Magicka. So she got real lucky.
Damn, she got a lot.
Mm-hmm, that's two free games.
So how you doing, girl? You all right?
Well, Henrietta. Mm-hmm. Everybody else is mad. So you can say my name when I won. It's too many of y'all. That's why. Look here. We've been on a giving away stuff spree. Okay, so moving along to the angry stuff to discuss. So much stuff happened this week. I'm not going to jump on the topic we were just talking about just yet, y'all, because first I have to talk about this.
Because I'm on a boat.
On a boat.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so if you were listening to the news this morning, you heard us mention our favorite lunatic, Jack Thompson. He's in the news again. Threatening.
Matt Damon. He's not threatening Matt Damon.
He's not threatening.
Or he might be. I don't know because he is kind of stupid. But
I accidentally closed my window, so I'm trying to get back to that link. Give me a minute. Oh, God, Windows. I love you and I hate you. You should break up. Okay, so Jack Thompson is threatening. Hang on. Where did it go? Gosh, I hate when this happens. Valve, thank you. Ben, relax.
Threatening Valve. Let me at him.
He is threatening Valve, and he has good reason to do so, honestly.
Okay, let her get into the reason before you start getting mad.
Let me say this. He shouldn't...
Inconceivable!
He shouldn't threaten. He should have brought to their attention. Basically, someone has decided to release a Half-Life 2 mod that's called School Shooter North American Tour 2011. And if that didn't give away what it contains, it's the Columbine Massacre, Virginia Tech, those things. While I agree with that it is tacky, whoever made this mod, it's very tacky. I don't agree with him saying the usual, you know, the usual gamut we get, guys. It's making kids violent.
Really?
And go, Snow White.
Okay, I'm so tired. Okay, hold on. I was playing Dragon Age and eggs, but I'm so tired of people saying that shit makes kids violent. That's not what's going on. Okay, there are millions of kids who play games like this, and they are not violent. Okay, they're not violent because stop popping things up because you're distracting me. They're not violent because their parents have a good hold on letting them know what's real, what's not real, what's allowed, what's not allowed, what's okay, what's not okay. And if you don't have that hold on your kid, if you don't have the ability to show them or tell them that, then yeah, they're going to start to think that this shit's okay. You know, and if mom or dad is sitting in the kitchen, or aunt, uncle, grandparent, whatever, guardian is sitting in the kitchen drinking a beer, ignoring what the kid's doing, then yeah, the kid's going to feel neglected. They're going to start playing these games, and they're going to start trying to act it out. If you fucking start parenting your kids like you're supposed to, whether you're their mom, dad, aunt, uncle, older brother, whatever, I don't give a fuck. Just parent the kids, do what you're supposed to do, and the kid won't be violent. God.
Well, bless her. Your thoughts?
I don't know. I'm reading his email here. I like how he ends it with "govern yourself accordingly." I'm not really sure what that means. In closing, I would like to say this though. Again, we're not going to sit here and have a show defending, you know, games from people like Jack Thompson who don't really care about what the truth is. They just care about, you know, sensationalizing the littlest, smallest inconvenience or the smallest thing that somebody can do that's offensive and just making it seem like it's the end of the world. I mean, this is whatever, right? So, but the point is, going back to Valve, do you think that Valve – I don't think Valve should be responsible for the mods that people make with their software. I don't think it's Valve's responsibility to police these mods and these different things like that. I think that – it is a form of free speech, as we've talked before about free speech. And when somebody sits there and makes a game that they consider, you know, more than just a game, it's something that they've worked and put their blood and sweat and tears into, and they're giving it away to people, you could call it art, right? And you could say that people are responsible for themselves and for the stuff that they put out there. And, you know, I don't think that's Valve's responsibility to police this kind of stuff. Who is Valve to say that you can and can't play something? You know, that's really what it boils down to. So I don't think Valve's really going to respond to this. I wouldn't if I were them. To be honest with you, it's just Jack Thompson trying to be in
back
the news
in front
again.
Of, yeah, I agree.
That's all it is.
I agree that it's him trying to get in front of the cameras. I don't know. I'm kind of on the fence. I don't know if maybe Valve. Well, I haven't seen the mod. That's a big issue here. I haven't seen it, so I can't say how bad it is. It sounds horrible. It sounds tacky is what it sounds like. This is too soon. In all honesty, we've had this talk before about the, you know, the Vietnam game was a little too soon for them to be making it at the time. A lot of these people are still around. Even some of the CODs and Medal of Honors are a little, you know, touchy subject for some of the people are still living, you know, who remember. On one hand, it's great. It does show some of our kids just how bad it was during those time periods. But this is, I just think, tacky. I think it's good he brought it to their attention, and maybe Valve should, I'm going to say they should say something. You can't ignore it, given the content of the mod. You really, they can't. They can't just ignore it and go away. Much like Blizzard is the fact that we believe that they got hacked and somebody got our information. But that's another topic.
I'll completely agree that something needs to be said about the mod and that it cannot just be ignored or pushed to the side. But I'm just so fucking tired of people blaming games on
crazy
kids becoming crazy or violent, because I'll tell you a little secret, those kids were going to be violent and crazy anyway.
Yeah, it could have been a Snickers bar that set them off in the store,
right?
You know? It wasn't crunchy. I'm going to kill all you bitches. There you go.
So he, you know, if you read his art, if you read his letter real quick, and I'm trying not to, again, it's just at some point you just have to tune out crazy people, right? I mean, but I found it really interesting. He does have a little threat in his letter. I don't know if you noticed that. He's giving them till Friday, March 18th, 2011, to shut down this public safety hazard.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
What he's going to do, what, is what I want to know.
Exactly.
I don't know. He might go get a gun and come shoot up their office.
He's been disbarred. What can he do but shoot up their office?
Govern yourself accordingly, Steam. He's coming for you, Valve.
I love how he put it all in capital letters. Govern yourself accordingly.
I know. Cap lock, unleash the fury.
Translation, watch your back, bitches. I'm coming.
He obviously has no idea about technology at all, because he would know that using caps lock like that does not make your statement sound any better. It just makes you look like a damn fool.
Jack Thompson, I just want to say one thing.
You sit on a throne of lies.
Issa just popped into the chat room. We're talking about Jack Thompson and the Half-Life 2 mod. Called the School Shooter North American Tour 2011. And you can pop over to Game Politics if you'd like and read about it. Or it's actually got it from The Escapist, by the way, of The Smokey. I love his name. I just wanted to say it again.
Yeah, that's interesting, too. Jack Thompson says this is this is practice for people who want to go shoot up schools. And Issa asked if we were talking about Homefront. I wonder what Jack Thompson would think about Homefront. Is that practice for people who are for terrorists? Is that practice for North Korean soldiers when they try to come invade us?
Okay, so you know what? One day it's going to get to the point where people are going to say that when little kids play cops and robbers, that's going to be practice for them to go around shooting up people.
They have been saying that.
Hey, I'm just saying, you know. I mean, Grand Theft Auto is completely a simulation about causing mass hysteria.
But it's not. That's what the things that we've talked about. If you were really going to be a criminal, you would not study video games because it's not actually accurate. Who is actually able to walk up to a car and use their elbow? I don't care if you're a guy or a girl. Have you seen how thick car windows are? Do you really want to slam your elbow into a car window and break your elbow? And then
you might open the window, but you're going to be breaking something in the process.
Yes.
Wait, are you trying to tell me that if I don't lay low for a while that my rating will go down, my star rating will go down,
the cops
and the police
are
will leave
lose
me alone?
Yes, so long
they'll
as you get out of their radius, they'll lose you. But my favorite part is when you get into the car, you can hotwire it. We know that.
And you're also telling me if I get shot that my health isn't going to slowly come back if I just don't get shot for a while.
Or you can pick up Medipacks on the street.
You know that's real? You're trying to tell me that? Come on, Corey.
You're just going to run over the Medipack and then my health is going to go up. And I don't have to actually put on the Kevlar vest. I just need to run over it, and then we'll increase my body mass.
Stand over it, be like, I'm armored now, bitches.
And if I try,
that hooker I picked up is totally not going to give me an STD that I'm going to have to suffer with.
But my favorite part is I'm going to get in the car and I'm going to hotwire it by doing my fingers back and forth. strategic, and here we go. Really, people, this is why I say some of you out there, we're probably, okay, put it this way, there's an advocacy group in the UK who is actually doing it a whole lot better than we are. I don't know who to tell to do this because we're not doing it. It's too much work. They actually went and got the members of parliament and brought them to the games and said, okay, if you're going to be mad at it and talk bad about it, you need to play it first. And once they play it, it's like, oh, well, see, you know, this is not that bad. We're going to have to do that here. We're mm-hmm. going to have to go walk into Congress one day and say, here, play this so that you can stop saying it's evil. Once you've played it, you see how ridiculous you sound saying, they're going to learn how to shoot playing games. No, because I'm holding a controller. A gun is completely different from a controller. Heavy. It's not easy to cock as it is in the game. I know I have one in my house.
Wait, what? What, Corey?
Don't go there. Don't go there.
I cannot load it. I cannot load it. Click, click. I can't load. I can barely load the gun that's in my house. So I know it's not as easy.
I mean, and you know what? And half the time, the kids won't even know how to take the safety off.
Yeah.
It's true.
I don't know.
This is true. Either one of you ever fired a real gun, it is very true what you're saying.
Yes, I have.
There is no little reticule, and you can't, like, aim with a reticule.
Yes.
It's really hard to hit stuff from a slight distance.
And that kickback is killer, let me tell you. That's a bad choice of words. That kickback... that kickback is harsh. All right, let's just put it that way. But I'm telling you, man, it doesn't matter. I could find something... I could find one person who slipped out over anything in the world, and I could pull that person out of the crowd and hold them up as an example of why this thing is so bad. Like the woman who got pissed off at McDonald's and yes. slipped out because they didn't have chicken nuggets or something like that.
Yes, she called 911. Okay? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I can say that all McDonald's are going to make people go crazy because of that one woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or I can say... pull up some religious fanatic who is slaughtering people for whatever deity he believes in. And I could say all religion is bad because this person is using the religion as an excuse to slaughter people. And notice I didn't specify a religion, okay? So nobody jump on my ass. I'm just saying.
Anyway.
Can I jump on your ass if I want to?
Only if you say yes.
Only you, sir. Good day, sir. I said good day. Okay. So let's talk about Homefront. Homefront is kicking ass.
I can't wait. I'm super excited.
It's out. It's out. What do you
mean?
No,
it's not.
Yes,
it
is. What is wrong with you? Oh God.
March 17th.
What do you think today is, dear?
Really? March 17th. Yes.
Is it? It's out.
It is out. He's gonna run off the show. Don't leave.
No, it's not. Hold on a second. I'll be right back. 5 minutes. I'll be right back.
Let's give you some facts and figures here. 375,000 units already sold today.
Congratulations.
Can we get some applause for THQ?
Maybe.
Wait, I'll say,
only
I'll
because
say.
You've asked so nicely. Is he really checking?
He's really checking.
Yeah. I downloaded it.
Oh, my God. Pretty soon we're going to have total silence from Blaster.
The M110 has been used the most so far. Had the most kills by the M110.
Okay, I just got a weird call from somebody named Service Report.
Service Report?
On Skype, yes I did. Service Report, that was interesting. Okay.
Thank you, Issa. I will definitely go to Steam and buy it.
Wow.
You guys should buy it on Steam. Everybody should buy it on Steam.
No, right now I'm still caught up in Dragon Age 2. So,
well, I'm waiting.
Sorry, I don't mean to change the subject from Homefront to that, but how is that game?
Dragon Age 2.
I've heard the dialogue's terrible.
It is.
It's bad.
No. It's not bad. The storyline is good. The gameplay is good. But the one thing that kind of irks my nerves is there's not as much interaction with the other characters. Like they don't have as much personality as the first game's characters did. I'm not giving any hints away about the storyline or anything like that, but I'm just saying it is harder to get to know the characters. You don't get as much conversation with the characters at all. It's difficult to get around in. And I don't want to say too much and give it away, but I like the game overall, personally. It's kind of like going on at the same time as Dragon Age 1 at first, and then later on you find out that it's happening after Dragon Age 1, which I'm not going to give anything away, but still, the storyline's good, the fighting is good, there's lots and lots and lots of quests to do, lots of little things to do, lots of little codexes to update, but the characters are not as personable, they are not as alive, I guess I would say. Like Alistair in Dragon Age 1, my all-time favorite character, I loved him. But the characters in Dragon Age 2 just don't hold that kind of...
Get you all in love with, because I love me some Alistair.
I do too, he was so awesome. Like, I just want to meet the guy who does his voice.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
I don't?
No, you don't.
Is he not handsome?
He's not cute. You know, I was putting together our list of hot voiceovers. He is not going on that list. No, sir.
I'm sorry to ruin it for you.
Never mind.
I just want to stick with Alistair then.
Don't look at him. Don't go to IMDb and look. Those of you who want to know, he's up on IMDb. But those who don't want to know, don't look. I've warned you. Don't do it. It is somebody that you know, and he is not cute. Okay. Anyway, back to Homefront, you people.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry.
I'm watching some videos about it right now.
Stop it. Due to all of the hype and love surrounding Homefront, they have had to open a dedicated server. Bless you, hear this?
I'm hearing it.
Dedicated server for their multiplayer. And they're going to add some more server capacity. Because the multiplayer, in case you guys didn't know, is a very large scale, up to 32 players. That is hot. Vehicles, infantry, and drones. I may have to go out and pick this up later. I don't know. I may have to pick this up just for the multiplayer.
Well, congratulations, THQ. That's awesome.
Yes, it is awesome.
I'm very happy. I do enjoy THQ games. I really do. As I've said this last
week. They do a good job. I'm just picturing being able to...
Except when it comes to marketing, they don't do so hot.
Yes, the balloon business.
And their new logo, it's... Come on, guys. Your old logo was much better. The new THQ logo is kind of lame.
I want to play because I love a good multiplayer when it's mayhem, and I know it will be. And I'm just looking to stab somebody in the eye. That's all.
You are so violent.
Yes, of course. I'm going to go out and do it for real. I'm going to go in the store and just stab people in the eye in Walmart.
I'm just going to be back on our website. Look at these hot guys.
Behave yourself. Behave yourself.
That dude in the serious sweatshirt, I so want to meet him. Mm-hmm. Hey there. Mm-hmm. How are you?
How you doing?
How you doing?
Okay, now I do need to let you guys know, some of you out there are angry. THQ did have some problems with the multiplayer servers, but they seem to have worked it out. Please be patient. Breathe. Whew, some of you out there get a little too upset. I understand you paid your $50. I get it. But you have to know it's opening day. Kind of like at the movies when it's opening day, the surround sound never works when you go to the movies.
Nope.
You're all there. I went to see Battle LA. There was no surround sound. Ugh. By the way, the game for that looks like it's pretty...
I heard the game for it is like shorter than the movie.
I heard it's actually pretty good. It's not the movie over, you know, just where they just redid the movie and put you in it. It's supposed to be something, a parallel storyline running to the movie is what I heard. And the screenshots are beautiful. Considering it wasn't actually filmed in L.A. It's filmed in Louisiana. Anyway. Amazing. I know some people in L.A. were like, I don't recognize that street. That's because it was not filmed in your city. Anyway. On to one of our other topics Blaster brought up.
I always bring up the best topics, don't I?
No, he doesn't.
No,
listen
to him.
I do.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
This is rehashing old news.
Do not.
Do to infinity.
Do not infinity plus one.
Mm. There's just this thing.
There's two.
No, there isn't.
Fast blaster, fast enough. Oh. There it goes. There it comes.
Oh.
You know, you're about the size of a Wookiee blaster. Anyway.
Not wise, I've said a Wookiee.
Yeah, you're about the size.
How do I know the name of this band? Because I really want to find out who this guy is.
Okay, you look later. Okay.
Okay.
So. All right. Oh, well, gosh. There's some other interesting news. We'll talk about that in the morning. Anyway. Oh, I can't. I have to throw this in really quick. Okay. $200 million Activision EA lawsuit. Yeah.
Damn.
I just got that today. Activision provided enough evidence to allow its actual $400 million lawsuit against EA to go forward. That's juicy. Game Politics just put that up for me. Activision has accused EA of helping West and Zampanella breach their contract, and EA received confidential information from the Infinity Ward founders, and the duo held back the release of Modern Warfare 2 DLC to benefit the release of an EA game. Activision added EA to its long-running battle with West and Zampella. As a counterclaim to their lawsuit, West and Zampella filed a $36 million lawsuit against Activision, claiming they had let go to avoid making royalty payments on Call of Duty Modern Warfare. Ooh, juicy. I love it.
Good. They need to get sued. Why is it that we talk about one company and we lavish praises upon it, and then we come up with EA and everybody's like,
I just want my my Sims. That's fine. Just give me my Medieval and then y'all can go out of business. That's fine.
No. I have to like EA because they give me Dragon Age.
Yeah, that's true. Give me my Sims and my Dragon Age and we're good. Y'all can
I personally like Gears of War, but I don't have to like Epic Games. I don't like Epic Games. But I do like Gears of War.
Well, THQ, I'm sure, could probably find another. Ubisoft would probably gladly pick up THQ if EA went out of business, I'm pretty sure. A Dragon Age. And all these games. Ooh, this is going to be ugly. I keep telling y'all all day, every day, this is the year of battling it out. There's a big shift going on in the gaming industry. I don't know where it's going. I said this morning. I don't know where it's going. But I just want to be in the middle scrapping, throwing bows.
No,
I don't want to be in the middle. I just want to sit back and watch.
You sound like Ginger this morning. I'm not going to actually be fighting. I'm just going to push and say, they did it, and then snap a few cell phone pictures.
So be up on Facebook in no time.
That's right. Post it on Facebook. Look at what happened. Look at who punched you. It was ugly. Okay. So back to where we were, talking about. Stop posting me messages. I'll ask her. Okay. So what?
Lester has a crush. Okay.
I always do.
You do?
I do.
That's not even her.
I'm a hopeless romantic.
Oh, Lord have mercy. We'll talk about that after the show. Anyway.
I know it's not her.
That's the wrong one. And that just got a baby in her tummy. It's the wrong people. Okay, so look here. Flasher found this lovely topic for us earlier today on his favorite website. I know it should be our website, but it's not, because Blaster sucks that way. On Kotaku, who is suddenly, for some reason, trying very hard to jump into the whole women gamers market. But if y'all don't know our slogan here, let me just tell you what it is. Never send a man to play a woman's game. Those are a bunch of guys over at Kotaku. Although I love them, we are very much frenemies. Guys, step back, let the women play. Sorry, this is not your field. It's not. But, so they put up this article, rehashing old BS, but Blasher thought it was interesting, so we'll discuss it again.
I'm just saying, I always bring up the most interesting topics.
It's an old, old hash beat to death topic. It is.
It's not beat to death.
It is beat to death.
No.
The only people it's new to is new women gamers just coming into the scene, and they wouldn't have this issue if we didn't have the people who have the bigger websites like Kotaku and IGN would stop rehashing old BS, but take a look at the people who've already been here, such as us, such as KillerBetties.com, such as GameGirlAdvance.com, who've already made places for them to go where they don't have to be picked on, but I digress. Anyway, yet another article about a woman who's saying they're getting picked on. They've put together a website to profile the crazy people that are picking on them. And it's a good site. We don't have beef with the site. I am, however, tired of this argument. So, Blaster, what is it that you wanted to discuss particularly about this article? Mm-hmm.
Well, no, I just wanted to say that I asked you, when I sent it to you, I asked you a question. Do you remember what my question was that I asked you?
No, because that was this morning and I took a nap. My memory wipes when I go to sleep.
So, What do you like? What are you like, RAM? Are you random access memory? As soon as the power goes off, you just lose
exactly
all your memory. That's awesome.
Nobody put the floppy.
No, I was gonna say that. I asked you, does this happen to you still? Do you still get, you know, called all kinds of names because you realize, you know, you reveal that you're a woman when you're playing a game with somebody? Do you get propositioned for sex and all kinds of other things that this woman went through? Like, I as a guy, don't get this. Of course, I have had my sexual orientation questioned and my level of intelligence questioned in the video game, but that's par for the course when you're playing with people. So my question to you is, do you get all the other things that she's encountered still? Because I as a guy, don't get this. I don't have this happen, so to me, I don't even think about it. And her article actually brought that back to my mind. I mean, I know we've talked about it in the past, but I just suddenly realized that, you know, hey, this kind of stuff still goes on, and do you experience it? That's the question I had.
Well, I don't think that's fair to ask me that. You should probably ask Ms. Snow over there. Snow, do you still get proposition for sex and all that stuff when you're playing, if you talk in games?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Well, you get propositions every time we do the show. But
yeah, well, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about other than that.
Not the sex you want to be propositioned for.
No, like if I'm in a game and I end up talking on vent or voice or whatever for any particular reason, I usually end up with some guy like, hey, and I don't know if it's my voice or maybe it's just the way I talk, or I just seem really nice when I first meet people, because I'm really not that nice, y'all. I'm actually pretty much a bitch. But anyway, so when I first start talking, yeah, I always have that one guy, at least one guy in the group that's like, hey, how you doing? I'm like, oh, shit, I shouldn't have even said anything.
Check out the chat, too. I said, How you doing?
See, I don't get that often anymore, because generally everywhere I go, I usually sign up as Gaminatrix, and we're not super, super known, but enough to where they'll go, don't I know your name from somewhere? And then it's, you know, I don't get proposition for sex. What I get is mindless little puppy boys following me around. I love you, Gaminatrix. I love you. Will you marry me? Yeah, so that's what I get.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Yeah. Now, in the beginning, yes.
Fellas, it's not worth it. Trust me.
No, it's not. You do not want the heels I'm wearing in your back. And they will be there.
That's what Corey's into.
It's damn straight. You gonna act like a puppy. I'm going to treat you like one. Anyway. I heard that, Snow.
I didn't say anything.
It was a snicker. I heard it.
I didn't say anything at all.
Ginger, she is a Facebook stalker. I do warn all the girls here and anybody else that's listening that ends up working with us, you will get stalkers. They tend not to bother me as much, but in the beginning, yes. Oh my God, yes. I can remember. Okay, my first time on Xbox Live was the first week that it launched. And I was playing MechAssault. I effing hate MechAssault. I just want to say that. I did never like that game, but it came with the Xbox, so I played it. And when I first spoke, the guys asked me, was I a boy? Good. It's an okay question, being it's the first week of Xbox Live. You can't really tell. And I said, no. And I said, oh, a girl playing games. Oh, how cool. I was cool. It was fine. But then, as you all know, when you play Xbox Live games where it's, you know, a party, back then, you never got your same people back. You couldn't play with your group of friends there, because there was no such thing then. So as soon as the game reset, you had a whole new group of people. The next group was not so nice. Dude, you sound like a girl. I am a girl. Really? You gonna touch your boobs?
Yeah, that's what I get. What size boob do you have?
Same size as yours. Did you borrow my bra? No. Remember, you borrowed my bra, so you should know.
Why? Did you want some fashion tips? I could probably help you.
Yes.
Have you ever probably, do you want to be my girlfriend?
Yeah.
Want to see pictures of my thing?
Oh, God, I got that too. If I wanted to see pictures of cock, I would not be asking you. I would actually go pick up a porno and look at a professional who has a nice one.
Ooh.
Me too, actually.
Now, my only issue with the article is that right. There are no – this should not – I'm not going to say it shouldn't be happening, but the way the article was written, And I'm not sure if Sam Spratt wrote the article or if he just drew the art. The artwork on the article is beautiful if you drew that, Sam Spratt. I just want to tell you that. Absolutely gorgeous. He's the illustrator. This is from Anne Reich, who wrote another article there, AnneReich.com. Hi, Anne. She originally published this on iHollaBack.org if you want to go take a original article. I like that. She ain't a part of that, girl. You rock, chick. You rock. However, I am distressed. This is one of the things that we posted when we came back online, was that I'm distressed because as a woman gamer, an activist, as I call myself, the tank, if this was the virtual universe and the women were fighting, I'm the tank. I take the damage. I have done all of this. We have all passed all this. We've already blazed a trail for you. You shouldn't be hiding online anymore. You should be playing with your girls if you don't want to hear this crap, because there's thousands upon millions of us that are all in large congregation on several sites on Gamer Chicks. I'm wondering why they don't know about this, but I also feel responsible because they should know. It's part of our job to tell them. That's where I was irritated when you showed this to me. Not necessarily at you. Well, yeah, I'm irritated at you, Blaster. But I'm...
Really? Are you now?
Yes. I'm always irritated with you. You know that's a daily thing.
You love me.
That's why I'm irritated with you. Anyway, I just feel like I let a whole bunch of my fellow women gamers down. I've been working so hard. Maybe I'm not doing something. I'm not sharing enough with you. You don't know where to go. You still feel like you need to hide, and you don't have to. You have people that loves you. We want to play with you. I'm telling you, and I keep telling Snow this, and she won't know until she actually experiences it. There's nothing like having a group of girls playing a first-person shooter, whether you love them or hate them, because I'm not a first-person shooter girl. But there's nothing like a bunch of hearing a bunch of women in your ear laughing while you're shooting, and the guys don't know what the fuck to say because they get completely silent. When there's a whole gang of you, there's 8, 9, or in Homefront's case, 32 of you on a team, whether you're good at it or not, they're not going to say a word to you. They get very scared when there's large amounts of estrogen coming at them. They're not going to ask you what size your boobs are. They're not going to ask you if you be their girlfriend. They're not going to say, you play like a girl. You can't play. They say nothing. And all you hear is a lovely giggling and laughing. And, bitch, did you just shoot me? You know, so that's fun. You have to go where the girls are. Don't hide. Don't let the guys go over there and ruin your fun, because that was so 2003.
No, I don't. I just don't. I just can't do I can't do the first person shooter. It makes me very nervous. I can't do it.
You wouldn't be if you played with the girls. I think that's where, and Issa actually asked an interesting question. She says, is it helping or hurting the community for us girls to segregate and avoid playing with male players? I would put it to you this way, Issa. You have, do you take a bunch of guys shopping with you when you go? Or do you take your girls with you? Because, you know, the guy's going to be irritated that you want to go through every shirt on the rack, and I do. He's going to be like, let's go. You got 5 shirts in your hand. Or when you take your girl, he's like, this one's cute. Yeah, keep that one. This one's cute. Yeah, keep that one. What about these shoes? Okay, put those in your hand because you don't want anybody to take them. So it's the same thing here. Women are social creatures no matter what the setting. So us segregating is not going to hurt. It's all in good fun. It makes you want to you enjoy your game better, I think. I enjoy it better when I'm playing with another girl.
Okay, here's my opinion on this. I think it really is just like real life. Sometimes you just want to be with the girls. Really. I mean, sometimes you just want to hang out with the girls.
Amen.
Not you. God, you always want to be with the girls. But I'm serious. Like, sometimes you just want to hang out with the girls. You just want to go do whatever, be involved, you know, have fun with the girls. But there are other times where it just doesn't really matter. You know, you're like, okay, well, that's fine. I'll play with some guys. I don't really care. So I think it really is just like real life. Like, you, sometimes you're just like, man, I have got to go out with my girls. I have got to do something with my girls.
Exactly.
I don't know. I think Corey's a little right about that. I mean, I don't know. I think it's kind of retreating, though, a little bit. I really do.
It's not in the case of a lot of women don't want to play online because they're afraid of hearing the very thing in this article, and I'm saying it shouldn't be that way anymore, but some of them are still not wanting to talk or play, and they like first-person shooters. This is really their thing. They sit and they play, and they know all the guns, they know all the corners and the map, and where all the, you know, weapons are hidden, and they don't want to play because they don't want to hear that. Unfortunately, as most women, not myself, our feelings hurt very easily when somebody says something wrong to you. It's kind of the playground syndrome. You're a girl, you like this guy, or maybe you don't like him. You just walk over to play because you want to play, and he pushes you down because you're a girl. You're a girl! And then we sit there and we cry. And it's kind of the same syndrome when you grow up. I'm coming to play, but as soon as I get on, you start asking me what my boobs look like. Are you naked? Are you hot? Oh, you're a slut. You're this. You're a tramp. You're
turn
fat.
On your webcam. Wait, turn on your webcam. No, I just want you. Can you just turn on your webcam?
Yes, exactly. So it's. I think it's the same syndrome. It's easier, I think, for women to start off. Kind of, you can transition over to play with some guys that are nice. I'm not saying there aren't nice guys. Blaster's a nice guy to play with.
Thanks for saying that.
Jay Dukes, who is not in the room, who has been working. He says he's been working every night, so that's why he's not been in the room. Is another nice guy that I play with. A couple of guys we've had that worked here on DDR, been nice guys to play with. I never hear anything derogatory from them, other than our.
Other than you're too slow, Corey. Quit reading that. Come on, let's go.
No, quit staring at the texture. Quit staring at the texture.
No, it's it's a text. You're just sitting there reading.
Oh,
reading.
No, that was with you. That was with you.
Come on, Corey, let's go. We got a question. I'm not all night. I don't want to read the text. Who cares?
But
just go blow up this. Go blow it up.
I don't want to. I want to read it. I want the story. I like the social aspect when I'm playing with a bunch of girls. The giggling and the laughing, hilarious to sit with a group of girls and play. Whatever it is, we've been playing Rock Band before, and it's cracking up. Or my favorite, Rainbow Six Vegas. What? When's the next one of those coming out? Oh, God, I forgot what I was saying. But same thing. Us, Snow and I have been playing, and we end up ironically going shopping in... same with Ginger in the mornings after the news. I'm telling you, very bad for me. Ginger is. She comes and shows me shirts or think, look at this dress I bought. But like, where'd you get that from? Oh, give me the landmark, right. and then bam, we're off. So it's
only it were that simple in real life.
I do wish, but it's. I don't think the segregation is a problem. I think we need it in a sense so that you feel comfortable playing without – until you get to know guys. Sometimes girls know other guys. They introduce you, and the guy's a nice guy. He's not going to say things. And most of the time, those guys are not guys. They're grown-ass men, and they know. It's stupid, especially if you like girls, to say things like that to them because they go away.
you know why guys say that kind of stuff. You know why? Well, not guys. I don't know how old these people are, but you know why most of these internet people say stuff like this, because they really don't know how to talk to a real girl.
Nope.
That's the bottom line.
Stupid. That's why I usually call them gay. And that's not meaning as an insult to gay people. Loves me some gay boys. However, they consider it an insult. That's why I say it. It bothers them. Oh, so you don't like girls. Oh, I got it. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to insult you. I didn't understand. Now I understand. And yes, Issa, I play on Xbox Live and my PC in seasonal. I'm right now in my PC season. So
you know, I have a question for you. For those of you who play both regularly, which is worse? Because I think that Xbox people seem to be a lot worse than the PC people. I want to know if that's true or not, in your opinion.
No. What?
I got distracted. I'm
what?
Sorry.
Sorry. Snow, put the porn down.
I'm sorry.
Show.
Hands above the desk.
Above the desk, please. We're in the middle of the show.
I'm sorry. I was looking, you know. I
the
just
question couldn't. Was, since you play both Xbox 360 and PC games, which is worse? Like, which people are worse in that? Do you have more
Xbox.
Problems with? That's what I thought.
Hands
are there
down.
Just a bunch of 14-year-olds that roam the Xbox Live servers, making fun of women and asking to see their boobs?
Yes, I mean seriously, I ended up like, okay, I was playing Fable 2.
I remember,
and I'm running around my little world. And, you know, and I allow people to come in and see the world or whatever. I don't care. And this one little guy comes up, and he's like his little bubble or whatever. And he's standing beside me. And all of a sudden, he just starts spouting the most horrifically chauvinistic shit to me. Like, hey, baby, what size are your tits? You got a boyfriend? You want to hook up? I'm like, are you serious, dude? I'm sitting here playing a game. I don't even know if I'm really a real girl or not. Really? I don't know. So totally Xbox guys.
See, that's when you say, really? Are you into guys? Because, yeah, I can give you my gift. I can send you a picture. Are you into guys? Scare the hell out of them. I could say Xbox is the worst. However, I got to say WoW gives them a run for their money.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Ooh, WoW is horrible, which is the reason why I don't want to play WoW. And I play Fallen Earth. You don't hear any of that crap in Fallen Earth. Why? Because it's rated M. Those little bitches are not allowed in. It's just ridiculous. You two, will you stop looking at porn?
I can't help it.
No, I'm in the chat room speaking with our lovely live listeners.
Stop.
No, I'm just saying. Well, my point is, so I was just reading because Issa says that she doesn't really play the PC that much, but plays mostly on Xbox, and she was talking about like wanting to segregate herself from all that. So I have a feeling that Xbox is just a hive of scum and villainy, that, you know, to steal a Star Wars quote.
And that's why the girls put up the web the particular website to showcase all this scum and villainy. I feel bad that they had to do it. We started doing this going on 9 years ago, and they were doing it then. I don't know why the ladies don't know where to go. Just step away. It's a fun thing. For those of you who don't know, again, what Xbox Gamer Chicks is, it is in the area. Started by Miss Trixie for only women gamers. There are no guys allowed in it. It's not that they're there and they're quiet and nice. They're not allowed in. As soon as they're found out, because we've had a couple that have lied and snuck in, they get kicked out. And if they keep coming in, that means bricked Xbox. You don't want your Xbox anymore if you come in here again. So it's a good place. You get to go and talk, and they don't care that you talk about, you know, PlayStation in there or your DS or whatever it is you want to play or that you play, PC games. It's about all games. So you go there, you can sit and talk and feel comfortable. Of course, it is a female-only area. Sometimes we have our drama. Y'all know when we get together, yeah. There's too much estrogen, feelings involved. Why did you type it like that? I don't know. My finger's broken. Too many times. I didn't mean anything by it. Yeah, so we read too much into it. But still, there's very little drama. It's not as much as I would think it would be with upwards of 5,000 women talking together.
You know, talking about text, though, actually, like when I'm typing, normally I use very correct grammar, very proper punctuation, you know, and I come across as being kind of, what's a good word, cold? Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, bitchy or cold or something, because I don't use a lot of like the smiley faces and the LOL and OMG or anything like that. I type pretty properly, and people just kind of like automatically assume I'm being a bitch, and I'm like, what are you guys talking about? I'm not even mad. I don't understand what you're talking about. So I don't know. I just had to bring that up because that just happened.
Now, ironically, did you say that? You're just saying she didn't want to play with just girls because she likes a good mix. That is, and all of us here are the same way. I would prefer to play with a mix, but it depends on who else is there. If everybody else is as mature and a grown-up like I am, yeah, like we all are here, we're a little crazy, but for the most part, we have a good grasp on this is drama and this, you know, this is drama and this is misunderstanding and this is this. I remember I was in a clan could I never get this straight? Was it Age of Conan? Which one had the Cain's Retreat? Was it Warhammer? I don't remember.
Cain's Retreat?
That was Warhammer. Okay, yeah. Cain's Retreat. So Cain's Retreat, the guild I was in, for the long time, there were two girls. There was me and another girl. I never met her at any point in time until one day, you know, I think like 2 months, she came online, and she was very threatened by the fact that I was there. And it was obvious because she kept making comments. Until the guys were like, you might not want to do that. she's like, why? Who is she supposed to be? She runs that site we were telling you about. Oh, I don't care about her site. Why is she even in here? Drama. So it depends on who's in your guild, clan, supergroup, whatever it's called. what is it called in Fallen Earth? Is it a
posse?
Guild?
I don't know.
I don't know. If you've got good people who are all like, we're all adults here, blah, blah, then yes, I like to have a good mix. However, when I'm playing on Xbox, if it's a first-person shooter, I want nothing but girls on my team because I don't want to listen to the guys. The only FPS that actually is not actually an FPS that I'll play online where there's guys that seems to be a good community, ironically, is Grand Theft Auto. Why? Because it is a free-for-all. I don't. You have no friends when you're playing GTA. This bitch tried to shoot me. I'm going to mow you down. This guy and I were having an all-out street war. And GTA was just the most hilarious thing to me, and we were cracking up. It was fun. He was trying to hit me in the car, and I was rolling across the road. He hit a wall. I ran up and popped him in the car a few times. He was like, you bitch. I was like, yeah, that's right. I'm the bitch who killed you. Blam, blam, blam. And, you know, he found me again. He ran me over in the street. But I've never actually had anybody say anything about the girl thing while I was in GTA. It's fun because you have no friends. Again, you're trying to kill me, and somebody may hit you with a car. So we don't have time to hate each other. But everywhere else, if I've been in Halo, Halo's the worst place on Xbox Live to play, to start off if you're a girl. The worst.
I've never played Halo. No.
It is, I'm telling you now, if you ever get a hankering, just let me just see what the hype is about. That is the worst community against girls, unless you go in with a group of girls. You have to find some and then say, okay, I'm going to play with you guys. Then you're good. But just going solo, and if you got a soft skin, don't do it. Don't do it. I wanted to bring up something to Blaster before we have to go. Two things.
Oh, geez.
Uh-oh.
Because two things I got to piss him off about.
Two things.
Oh, geez.
One thing. You gotta really piss me off. All right, start.
Okay, no, one thing is going to piss you off. I would like to point out the 3DS sales through the chart in Europe.
Oh, here we go.
Why is it going to piss me off? I have told you time and time again, I check out the 3DS. I'm going to keep an open mind about it because they've done two things that I complained about the Wii. What are the two things they've done? Well, they've improved the graphics. The 3DS is supposed to be on par with some of the other graphics, you know, gaming systems out there. I mean, it's not as good as a PS3, but they're trying to get to that level with it. And second is that they're trying something really cool and new with the 3D. I mean, that's not, you know, to me, gimmicky as the Wii controller is in motion gaming and all that other crap. So I'm not mad at
it. It still has motion controls. It's just inside.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
Well, it's a little tilt thing. That doesn't count. I'm talking about, like, the whole standing in front of it and looking like a complete moron dancing around.
Oh, that's for those of you. Buster, you should want to be up off the couch. How do you maintain your physique? You should love games that get you up moving.
I like lifting weights while I'm playing.
You suck.
I only need one hand.
Two, I wanted to point out again, this is not necessarily to you, but that I kept mentioning to you all that they're getting ready to work on new consoles for us. Everybody was like, no, it's too soon. There will be no new consoles. We just got these. They're only a few years old. Every single company this week has hinted that they are working on new consoles. Microsoft is hiring some people to work on their next-gen consoles. We did some news earlier this week, same thing with the Sony people. They keep hinting that they need to get ready for their next-generation console. What I don't think is, what I was saying before, is they'll announce it at E3. And they might. They might. They might bring their pretty little boxes and PR people and promise us a whole bunch of stuff that we won't get. But we're getting ready to get a new console, people. Start saving your dollars. And you know it's not going to be cheap. It's not going to be $299. That bitch is going to be $500, $600. It's going to be 3D, Blu-ray, surround sound, Matrix technology, whatever it is that's coming. Start saving your money. I've warned you ahead of time. You have time now. Start putting your $5 a week away or something. Are you guys happy that we're getting new consoles? Yay.
No, not really. I'll still be a PC gamer.
I'm a PC gamer. I don't care about consoles. I really don't. Like I said, I'll give the 3DS a try. You know, Nintendo, you know really where all this comes from? Nintendo broke my heart years ago. I wanted a Virtual Boy. I wanted a Virtual Boy so bad. I went to the little JCPenney that was down at the mall where I was at. This is back when JCPenney and Sears used to have a little video game department. And I would sit there, and they had a display of the Virtual Boy. And I would sit there while my mom went shopping, and I would just play the crap out of that thing. I really wanted a Virtual Boy. And the freaking thing just flopped. And they didn't have any great good games for it. They had one good game for it I really wanted, and that was it. And so they broke my heart years ago.
Well, you know how Nintendo rolls. They're going to give you they put together their things, and then they say, okay, now we're going to one-up. I'm sad to say, I know when these new consoles come out, they're going to be rehashes of whatever Nintendo does. So there is going to be 3D consoles because they, as much as blasphemy, I hate to admit it, all of them follow Nintendo. They just do. Whatever they do, then the rest of them do.
No, I'm not saying that that's a bad thing. I'm just saying the Wii was stupid. The Wii was stupid.
It's a bad thing because we need some innovation. We need them to think of something else because I don't mind owning all three consoles so long as they don't all do the same thing. I mean, I have a Kinect, but I don't really see the point in it. I say, oh, I got a Wii. It's the same thing. What's the difference? If I go get Move other than sorcery. I digress.
Girl, but, I don't want me that game. I want that game
coming out.
I don't know.
Tony,
give it up. Give it up
now.
Give it to us, baby. I don't know.
See, Issa's in the room saying I need to stack up on my games for the collection for the next gen hits. Yeah, because you're gonna have to sell all of them to buy the new one. Oh, I'm going to have to make my I Trick for Games t-shirt and just go ahead and wear it. Because I got to get ready.
That's right. Everybody wants to see the train, baby.
That's right. I got to get ready. It's coming. I'm saying next year, not this E3, but the next E3, that's when they're going to hit. Right before E3, they're going to get us the new console, the new Xbox Mind Bloom. Something. You can wear a hat. And it'll project it 3D in front of your face because they can't figure out how to do what Nintendo does. It'll project it in front of you. Wear this hat.
Oh, no. That's already been done. They're going to be 3D TV glasses-less. Glasses. Okay, there'll be TVs without glasses. That doesn't make any sense either. There will be 3D with no other peripherals necessary. They've already had TV. Glasses.
Okay, Dan Cook. It's time to go. I know, people.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
It's not time to go. Well, stop.
Read what
yet.
I said.
Not yet.
Now, see, Corey, I mean, see, Snow, she was going to blame me.
I know she was.
I'll blame
I know.
You anyway. Whatever. I will blame you, whatever.
Anyway, but here's the thing. I'm just saying that I don't have a problem with 3DS. I will give it a try. I'm just telling you that it's going to be fun, and I hope, and we'll see. And, you know, the 3D glasses is the 3D will be cool.
What was that?
Shut up. Can't say that word. The 3D will be fine and dandy, I hope. And, you know, that's great and all, but it's still not going to be the only thing that I'm going to play. It's not going to be like a must-have for me. I just want to see it running. I want to see what it's going to look like because I want to see what the future of 3D television is going to be. That's going to be the future.
Here's the bad thing that I did not tell you, because for some reason I thought your interview with Cataclysm was during the weekend. There was a launch event for 3DS at most Best Buys, and there was one near you. You could have gone over and played it. They were going to let you put your little hands on it and touch
Where?
It. Where? Rub it. And Best Buy near you, darling. That was
Best
this
Buy.
Past weekend. Yeah, it was
that's
this not, past weekend.
That sucks. Well, I went to Best Buy looking for it like a week ago, and they
were
dude, what you doing? It's not even here yet.
Yeah, they had a special event for it. So, and I totally forgot. I didn't tell anybody. I completely forgot, and they sent it to me, and I meant to tell. I'm sorry, peoples. I'm sorry.
No, she's not. She's so not sorry.
Well, I'm sorry because I didn't get to go either. I wanted to touch it, rub it, and look at it, kiss it, hug it.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little too much information. What are we talking about again?
I love my consoles. Is it time to go? Glasses of success.
And in honor of Homefront's launch. So lonely and sad, real alone. You guys, congratulations to you. No one. I'm excited about Homefront. I will be buying it as soon as the price drops.
I thought it said as soon as we get done with the show. You know what, Blessed? I'm not liking this. This is a sad way to end the show. I don't want a high note. It's a bad theme.
No.
I think it's funny. I'm still lonely. And so I'm lonely.
A bit of lonely. For it all means. I gotta get this.
There's nobody I can relate to.
No,
relate.
Feel like a bird in a cage. It's kind of scary, but not really, because it's filling my body with rage. I'm the smartest, most clever. but nobody else seems to realize it. When I change the world, maybe they'll notice me. And until then, I'll just be lonely.
That's adorable.
Yeah, riddle round me.
I'm so defeated this story. I'm sorry. Good night, everybody. Merry Christmas.